welcome to Deep Dive the Feed, episode 5, Inappropriate Part 2. I'm Andy Tarnoff, the host of the Deep Dive Podcast Network. I'm joined by Aaron Labor, who is a Facebook Marketplace aficionado.
I just love seeing you struggle. That's all. I have ideas, but I don't want to share them yet.
Deep Dive the Feed, where we mine Facebook Marketplace for everything from the weird to the wonderful and find some humanity along the way.
And this week, much like last week, we will continue to mine Facebook Marketplace for all the weird, inappropriate, possibly non-consensual things that we can find.
Let's dive right into it. Our very first listing is something that's not sexy at all, but it is about consent, Aaron. What are we looking at here?
It's innocent on its surface. It is a Halloween costume for a dog. It is a dog kissing booth.
That's cute.
It is cute. I just, I think about dogs being compelled to kiss, and I don't know. I mean, this dog looks like it's into it, but I don't know this dog. I don't know what it's consented to. And I just, I'm here to say that make sure you know your dog before you put it in this costume and subject it to like random people coming up to it all day long.
Yeah, tricking. That could go horribly wrong.
Yeah. I mean, it could be a trick or a treat for a dog to be kissed all day long,
That dog looks like it's okay with it.
I think it is.
Know your dog.
Check in with your dog. Get a solid wag, wag means yes. No wag. Tail between the legs means no. Respect it. That's all I'm saying.
Yes. Speaking of animals and consent, this next listing is
problematic.
It's problematic at best.
It is problematic. This is Pepe Le Pew, who is a classic cartoon Lothario from decades past, and from an era past, really, an era that should stay in the past.
It should, and yet this listing is from 1995, which isn't, at least to me, isn't that long ago.
I don't think the listing is from 95.
No, the listing isn't, but the PVC, Pepe Le Pew and Penelope, that's not that old, and this is highly, highly inappropriate in my opinion. That is the rapiest skunk of all time.
Look at her face. She's not even a skunk. If you don't recall, Penelope is actually a cat. So here is Pepe cross, what's the word I'm looking for?
Species.
Cross species offending. He is offending across species lines.
That cat. And this is consistent with the cartoon, which even as a kid, I knew was like, this was weird. This cat does not want to be in this situation. He's French, I guess. I don't know if that makes it any better, but.
No, it probably makes it worse. I got to tell you the entire time I remember seeing this cartoon, it was very uncomfortable. I did not like it. In fact, if anything, I thought it taught me how not to be a man.
So you learned a lesson. Yet someone bought this thing for like $20.
Yeah, so somebody is celebrating interspecies lack of consent.
Or could it be like buying like World War II, like enemy Axis stuff and like disposing of it?
I just have a hard time picturing somebody feeling that passionately about offensive skunks from the past. It's one thing to like try to get the Hitler stuff off the market. It's another thing. I mean, even Aunt Jemima, sure, get that out of there, But
I don't think anyone cares enough to.
I don't see anyone fighting the Pepe Le Pew battle.
I hate Pepe Le Pew, by the way. I can't emphasize enough how much I hated that cartoon, and I still do, and I'm disturbed that this exists.
Well, we've known each other a long time, and I would say that we've always fancied ourselves very nice, people. We are mensches, yeah? Pepe Le Pew is not a mensch. Not a mensch.
Nope.
No, he was the opposite. Skunk. He was like the guy I did not want to be.
Speaking of people that we don't want to be.
And didn't age well.
Look at this Bob Hope joke book from 1951. On the surface, it looks funny, right?
Yeah, sure. He did a lot for the GIs back in the day.
He sure did.
He kept them entertained. What was it appropriate?
But so far, so good, I think. Kind of, maybe.
Kind of.
But
I don't know.
Wait a minute.
It's getting a little weirder.
Wait.
There's some
cartoons, some misogynistic cartoons.
There's some sort of handcuff situation happening with this trophy wife, this cartoon trophy
wife.
It looks like
some sort of Peeping Tom type stuff going on.
Yeah, I can't quite read that, but I think, here
this
we go.
This one, The Art of Holding a Wife. This is a master class in what is not funny anymore.
I mean, look what's really funny. You just pull the chair out from under your wife and watch her fall on her ass. That's funny.
There she is scrubbing the floor.
And then you have a sign saying, I love you, while you take a nap.
What else is there in there? There's some sort of...
poison?
Poisoning.
I don't think by hold a wife, they mean like embrace. I think he means like, how do you keep a wife and make sure she doesn't leave you?
And clearly by physical means, according to Bob Hope.
Some sort of coercion. Emotional intelligence was not leading the way in that era.
That goes back to some GI stuff.
Yep, back to the dude stuff.
Okay.
And there you go.
Oh.
So I took a little look at this. I was trying to figure out what this is even trying to say. And
Superficially, it looks like that guy's humping a tree, but I don't think that's what the joke is, right?
It does. No, he is a tree surgeon, and it says at the bottom. In fact, you can even see it better on this next screen. Here we go. Offhand, I'd say it was suffering from heart trouble.
I don't get it.
My theory is that this was back in the era where people would scratch a heart and initials into the tree, and this looks like it is her tree, and she has so many hearts scratched in there because she's broken so many hearts that now the tree is diseased.
So Bob Hope is slut-shaming this woman.
Yep. She's just trying to explore her sexuality. But that was not an acceptable thing back in that day for women to do. And that is why we are not in that day anymore.
1951, folks. That one is $20 if you're into that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of inappropriate, I want to ask you a question about something that didn't happen on Facebook Marketplace. This happened in real life, IRL.
I'll consider it. This time.
Will you consent to this conversation?
This time I will. I usually try to maintain all of my conversations around Facebook Marketplace, but okay. I'll go with it.
Halloween is afoot,
mm-hmm.
and I love Halloween. I spend like 11 months out of the year thinking about my Halloween costume,
mm-hmm.
and this year I decided to pay an homage to one of our favorite movies, Boogie Nights.
Love it.
I went as Burt Reynolds' character, Jack Horner, a porn producer from the 70s.
For a children's holiday. Yes.
So I showed up at the neighborhood Halloween costume party mm-hmm. dressed as a porn guy.
That's inappropriate. Surprising choice.
Well, here's what I was thinking. None of them knew who I was.
Were you counting on that? Or were you disappointed by that?
I wanted the adults to know. They didn't know either, so that kind of bummed me out. But I just assumed that none of the kids were going to know. And there was nothing like inherently offensive about the costume itself.
Right.
So inappropriate? Not inappropriate? Half and half?
Ineffectively inappropriate. Somewhat inappropriate, but it didn't really. No harm, no foul. All right.
I will take that.
Did the adults appreciate once you told? Did nobody recognized it?
One person said Burt Reynolds. So I had to bring up like screenshots and stuff. Mm-hmm. I feel like my talents once again were wasted, and I don't know. I do it for myself.
Right. So you enjoyed it, and now we have a story out of it. I want to tell you, I did see some photos of that costume, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I put a fair amount of effort.
I would have recognized you.
But the other thing is I did Burt Reynolds like 5 years ago. I did Smokey and the Bandit version of him. So mm-hmm. I thought kind of bookending young Burt and older Burt.
It's a real, but your crowd, your audience didn't necessarily put those two things together.
They put nothing together. Nobody ever does.
Well, you know, I think also something to consider is if you can recruit others to do some sort of ensemble costume.
Like a group thing to help. But if you've never seen Boogie Nights, it doesn't make any sense.
Hmm.
People should see Boogie Nights.
If people haven't
seen
Boogie Nights, then
that's a bigger problem than my costume. That's kind of what I said, but against that fell on deaf ears.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the marketplace listings. We call this section sneaky solicitations, and now we're going blue, Aaron.
Oh, yes, we are. I don't mind going blue once in a while when it's not gratuitous, but for a good reason.
All right, because this is inappropriate stuff. This is not a sex toy.
Nope, not a sex toy. In fact, the description specifies it is not a S*X toy.
That means sex.
I think that's what that means.
I repeat.
I mean, it might mean it's not a White Sox toy.
That's true.
That's true as well.
But the seller is very specific because she says, I repeat, it is a crystal wand not intended for internal use. Probably for the best.
It's a good warning. I mean, I'm glad that this seller is being responsible. You wouldn't want anyone misinterpreting or misusing that. Do you believe it, though? Do you believe that it's not for internal use and that is a crystal wand?
Man, I have some questions and reservations about this one because certainly it doesn't look like something that is intended for internal use. It looks very pointy.
I don't have a lot of experience browsing items for internal use.
Well, that's what happens with this algorithm. This pops in front of you.
Did you see many more things like this after
that? Yeah, I did. A lot of crystal wands that were not intended for
internal. Oh, did they all like specify that?
Most of them did. Huh. I hope it's not a sex toy because it's used. It's only $15.
It's also in Ohio. It's a long way to go.
What do you think? What do you think it is? Do you think it's really a selenite wand?
I think that anything can be a sex toy if you want it to be.
Do you think it was intended for internal use? I feel like it would be so much easier if they told us what it was intended for. Casting spells.
I mean, it's a crystal wand. You know, what else are you going to use a crystal wand for?
The fuck if I know.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should reach out to them and ask them some questions.
But I don't feel like we can say, is this a sex toy? Because she already repeated that it is not, it's a crystal wand. It's not intended for internal use.
Right.
I guess then it's not, maybe it's not inappropriate. Maybe it is not a salacious, sneaky solicitation.
You know what? Just for the sake of this podcast, I'm going to agree that it is a salacious, sneaky solicitation. I think that is definitely a sex toy.
All right.
Well, but listen, don't use it for internal things, okay?
Okay. The next one, though, there's no question about because it is a stripper pole.
It is literally a stripper pole. Now, I'm not sure if it's all here, but it's really well built and very sturdy. And I know this because I found it in the back of a used car.
What?
I just want to know the rest of the story.
I do too. I have questions about this one. For $50.
It seems like a lot of money for a used stripper pole that you just fell into your lap.
Does it say it's used? Yep. Used like new.
There you go.
Okay. And why? Okay. What? So the guy, Brandon,
how can you know that it's really well built and very sturdy if you're not sure if it's all there?
So you haven't even put it together. Yeah. So you don't know.
And
why'd you find it in the back of a used car?
And why did you put it on your garage floor to photograph it along with that receipt from Home Depot?
I'm confused. Why was it in the back of a used car?
That is really the best question.
Are there any other pictures?
No, that's it. That is, what else are you going to show with this? That's it.
Assemble it. I mean, it looks like it's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pieces.
I have to think that if all the pieces were there, he would have assembled it.
Good point.
Do you remember when I found a stabbing knife in the back, in the inside of a car that
I used car?
A used car. Yeah. It's amazing the things that you find in the used car.
Stripper poles, knives.
Stabbing knives.
All sorts of stuff. Okay. Well,
one thing you will not find most of the time in a used car is hooker boots, but you will find them on Facebook Marketplace. Can we read this though?
Yeah, please.
Okay. These are worn once. They lace up the front of the leg, exposes skin.
Hello.
My old ass can't do this heel. Hooker not included.
All right. Well,
but
there you go.
I'll tell you where to meet us. You can meet us in Kettle Moraine or at Two Sisters. And what do you think Two Sisters is code for something?
I don't know. Are there other pictures here?
There are a few
boots?
Other pictures. Would you like to see more pictures of the hooker boots in action?
That's pretty similar.
There's another one. There's one more. I don't know. Her old ass heels seem like they're doing just fine. Kicked up in the air, at least.
And yeah, she doesn't have to walk on them.
That oftentimes where hooker boots end up. Wait a minute.
Wait. What? All the freaks loving my hooker boots for sale on Marketplace. This one's for you. PayPal me.
Oh,
wait.
Look at that. This is a secret salacious thing.
This is.
Huh.
That was buried at the very end of the listing.
Look
wasn't
at that.
It?
Yeah, that's the very last picture.
Those have nothing to do with boots. Those are toes. You can't see those toes in the boots.
No, you can't. Can you? Well, you can see. No, you sure can't.
I think the hooker might be included.
She just can't do the heel anymore. She can't walk the streets because her old ass can't do that heel. However, she can put toe pictures up on Facebook Marketplace and include her PayPal.
You have any other questions about this one?
No.
It can be answered?
I don't think that there's any deeper I want to get into these hooker boots right now.
They're on sale.
Yeah, they're dropping like a fly.
Reduced from $49 to $42.
And they've been available for 4 weeks already.
Let's move on to the category, which I'm tentatively calling things that we show each other.
Yeah, let's do it. I want to see, because you brought me things too.
Yes. Again, not everything in my life, or even for this podcast, comes from Facebook Marketplace. Sometimes people just give me things. This is a crack lighter, I think.
So somebody gave you this?
Somebody gave me this. It used to moan. This flame shoots out of the guy's head. I'm not going to go into graphic detail to explain what this is. The flame turns red.
If we were making any money at this week, we'd be getting demonetized right now. All right, listen, that is completely inappropriate.
There's no question that it's completely inappropriate.
Whether or not that was intended for using for smoking crack.
You could use it for a cigar, for lighting candles. You could do anything.
Yeah,
it,
you can even remove the crack word, and it's still completely inappropriate.
Yeah, it may not be a crack lighter. I don't know. Maybe it's just a decorative, funny lighter. I can't even tell you how much this costs, so I don't know. It's a gift.
Do you hide that from the young?
I do.
Young people?
Okay. Yeah. Another gift I got when I visited Newport, Rhode Island. Are these salt and pepper shakers?
Well, one's a little akimbo.
I don't know. You see these in every like beach town, right? Do you find this offensive?
I think it's hilarious. I think it's one of those things that children see and giggle about when they go on vacation, you know, and they're like, ha, dad, I want one of those.
Well, I got it.
Yeah, you sure did. Oh, and that was also a gift, right? You
yes, didn't that was a gift.
Buy that for yourself or anything.
I actually did not buy this for myself. This truly was a gift.
Okay.
What do you got?
Well, I did purchase these myself on Facebook Marketplace, and they're inappropriate, but I think they're also classy. You ready?
Yeah.
There are four of these. I'm going to bring them out one at a time because they are delicate and fragile. But these
those are neat. What
are those? Hand-painted bikini beer glasses.
Hand-painted?
Yeah. I thought those were so cool. And then, you know, everybody can remember which glass was theirs because they've got a certain color.
I think
color.
That's
classy,
that's
right?
That's a great buy. I have no, yeah. Oh, boy. So that's art, hand-painted. Mm-hmm. Plus, you get the glasses. It all match.
This isn't like somebody did this as a craft at home. Like
unique. Oh, like in the box they came painted?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought they were a craft. Like someone bought
no,
the glasses.
No, no. These are
painted.
A unique, fun, enjoyable
Does
way
it say
to have
that they're
beer.
Hand-painted?
Wonderful for all tropical drinks. A great gift for guys and gals. Bikini beer glasses.
Does it say it's hand-painted?
Set of four individually crafted and hand-blown 12-ounce bikini beer glasses. Each set is hand-painted with each glass having its own colorful two pieces. Bikini! Exclamation
I think
point.
Old. It looks like
bikinis
maybe 80s.
In red, blue, green, and yellow, all with their own unique design. Easy 80s, to tell 90s? Whose beer. I thought they were older than that personally, but I don't know. And I guess font-wise, it does look like it could be from the 80s. They're made by Cisco. I can tell you that much.
I think that's great.
Aren't they fun?
Yeah, $50.
Oh, no, I think I paid $20 for these, actually.
That's a steal.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
a good
yeah.
Buy.
They were $20.
That's
yeah.
a very good buy. Are you going to use them or just show them off as decor?
I think I'm going to show them off as decor, and I'm going to see if anybody wants to buy them. You know, I'm like more as, you know, part of my wares.
I think these are really cool.
I do, too. I don't drink that much beer, so I don't know.
You have
that...
to drink beer in here.
No, I know. I honestly, I would rather not destroy them either. Like, I don't really want to use them. I just like looking at them.
For our last thing we show each other, this one, we're going to have to go upstairs out of the new Deep Dive podcast studio that we put together here, because this is some of these might have been bought on Facebook Marketplace, but this is something you got to see in person.
It's wild. And we were kind of racking our brains because, you know, we don't purchase all that many inappropriate things. So what could we show you guys? But we remembered, should we just tell them what it is?
No, let's go upstairs.
Okay, let's go see it.
This is my wall of hot sauce that came with this house that I bought in 2016. When the seller sold it to me, he said, hey, do you want my late father's hot sauce collection? I was like, yeah. This wall of something like 150 hot sauces all comes from the year 2000 or earlier, because that's apparently when he died. That doesn't seem specifically inappropriate until I started looking at some of these hot sauces, and many of them are butt themes. Aaron, let me show you some of these things. All right, so then they're like 80s butt themes and very dusty hot buns at the beach. Or fart a lot. And my guess is that the butt theme has to do with like farting because you're eating hot sauce or something. Ass in space. Monica Lewinsky themed hot sauce. So this is like a time capsule. This I'm not eating because I don't know what's in it. But yeah, I've tried probably about half of these and none of them are good. Even if they're safe to eat, arguably, they're quite old. But how do you not eat, smack my ass and call me Sally? Another reason you know they're so old is they don't have any sort of website on them. They're just like, for more information,
write a letter for a self-addressed stamp envelope.
What do you think of the hot sauce wall?
I've loved that hot sauce wall since the first time I saw it.
I don't even love that hot sauce. I mean, I'm not like a hot sauce guy, but I couldn't throw that stuff away.
Well, no, I don't even, and who knows how old those are. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily trust consuming them, but it's like every time I look at it, I find something new to giggle about. Oh, have you?
Not all of them, but some of them. Yeah, I look for the ones that are like shelf stable as much as possible. Sure. And none of them were good.
Oh, you didn't enjoy the ones you have tried?
No, they're all very old. I mean, nothing on there is newer than the year 2000.
Oh, so you think even though they're old but not dangerous, but also the age has made them less tasty.
That's my take on it. I haven't gotten sick yet.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to touch on something that we talked about in the last episode. Mm-hmm. We had a little tension, which is always good for a podcast.
Sure.
We talked about like budgeting and how much is an appropriate amount to spend. And you said something about the...
I bought those two animal orgy mugs.
Right, for 40 bucks.
Yeah, 20 bucks each.
And I said, I don't know. I mean, how do you decide what's the right amount to spend on things and what you pass? And I didn't really understand your reply. Could you, reopen this can of worms?
It is true that money matters in life, right? It is security. It is, one needs to have some cash to like make things happen.
Walking around money.
So you can't just spend all your money on all the things you want all the time, which maybe it came across that I was saying that and I wasn't. But I am saying I'll put it this way. When I think about the things that I regret in life when it comes to money, it is only ever about money that I have not spent. I can't think of any money that I've spent that I truly regret spending. Hmm. I might not agree with that purchase in retrospect, but it's like, it's not worth regretting. It just doesn't matter that much. But there are some things that I've passed on when I was like trying to be more responsible and shouldn't spend the money. And then I look back and I'm like, man, I should have bought that thing. Because who cares? You know? I mean, who cares? Like 20 bucks comes, 20 bucks goes. You know, that's going to happen. So I think that the value that objects hold, at least for me, has been more significant. Like it comes down to, what would I rather have, this object or this $20 bill, you know? And sometimes I have to say, I'd rather have that $20 bill. But sometimes it's the other way.
I respect that.
Yeah.
Speaking of $20 bills, we should probably do a little self-promotion for what we do in the other time when we're not making podcasts about Facebook Marketplace.
Well, and that's actually a really good segue too, because part of the other reason that I'm buying this stuff is because I'm going to be putting together a mobile vintage art unit, like a food truck, but for cool stuff. So on some level, these little bits of money I'm spending, I always feel like, it almost feels like I'm renting these things. Like I'm going to buy them for now for something relatively low. And then someday I'll probably sell them for maybe more or maybe the same.
But that's not really your day job at this point.
No, not yet. No.
Take a second to brag about what you do.
Oh, well, I have been a photographer forever. I've been taking event pictures and portraits and people stuff for 28 years now and love it. Like, love it. It's the best.
This isn't exactly my day job either, although I kind of wish it was. I founded a digital media company called onmilwaukee.com in 1998. And now as a storyteller and digital media guy, I'm really getting into this this multimedia platform. And I'm also doing consulting and helping clients figure out how to make their own podcasts and tell their own messages and how to work it on social media. So to me, this is actually pretty adjacent to what I'm doing in real life. This specific podcast is a little on the sillier side than what every client I would find would hire me to do.
Right, of course.
So that was episode 5, which is actually part 2 of Inappropriate Facebook Marketplace Finds. There's so many. I don't know. We could just keep this going, but I do like kind of the theme thing that we've been working with.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think we should revisit this one. We should give Facebook Marketplace a chance to kind of reset.
Some of this stuff is selling, as you see.
We will.
You can't get it anymore.
I'm sure we'll find more salacious things in the future.
I would think so. You should totally be liking and subscribing to this podcast. I'm looking at you because I know you already have. You should be liking and subscribing to this podcast and all the other deep dive podcast episodes because it helps it helps make us feel good, but it also keeps this thing going.
Yeah, and comment and let us know what you like and what you'd like to see in the future. And if there's any themes that you'd be interested in. I've got some ideas. Andy's got some ideas, but we're always interested in your ideas, too.
Fantastic. We will be back at you soon with the next episode of Deep Dive the Feet.
See you next time.
See ya.